down on my knees again, surrendering, oh, surrendering, oh, find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, desperate for you. I'm desperate for you. I surrender.
Not only are we going to pray without ceasing today, but we are going to pray without restrictions, without limitations, without borders, without boundaries. Isaiah 26:15 says, "You have enlarged the nation, Lord. You have gained glory for yourself. You have extended all of the borders of the land. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders. But you will call your walls salvation, and your gates, you will call them praise." The psalmist says, "The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. The boundary lines have fallen. The boundary lines have fallen. The boundary lines have fallen today." And we realize our delightful inheritance. We know that the lines of the borders that used to appear are erased. The worry is gone. The doubt is disappeared. There is no need to hesitate, no need to tremble anymore. No need to fear, no need to wait. We can step out with the same assurance as Jesus and cross over into his awesome arms, his powerful embrace. Jesus is with us today. Jesus is with us this moment. Jesus is with us this instant. Jesus is in every heartbeat, every step, every breath, every measure, every moment, every instant. He is our Redeemer. He is our Comforter. He is our wonderful Counselor, our mighty God, our everlasting Father, our Prince of Peace. He is our teacher and our friend and our guide. He is our good news, our fresh anointing, our healer, our multiplier, our truth, and our way, and our light. He is the light of the world, as the scripture teaches us, the good shepherd, the true vine, the absolute good, the amazing grace, the awesome power. In the depths of our prayers, we align ourselves with you, O God. We align ourselves with your beloved Son. We align ourselves with the good news that our boundaries are gone, that we can be lifted in the love, light, the power, and the peace, and the full anointing of all that you are. We open up our circle this this morning, lifting our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls from all bondage today. How wonderful it is to be able to pray freely and openly without hindrance, realizing that our prayers soar above the appearances of things. Our prayers bless beyond the appearance of any limitation. Our prayers heal well beyond the appearance of any sickness. Our prayers restore the good that was already ours. Our prayers are without boundaries today. They are without limitations today. They are without worry today. They are without any iota of lack. We open up our prayer circle with this amazing realization that our prayers have already gone into deep spaces before we even ask, that our good has already begun to form and take shape in the universe. We open up our circle today with this amazing realization that our good is without restriction. Our good is without impossibility. Our good is without limitation. Our good is without any borders.
You call me out upon the waters, the great unknown, where feet may fail, and there I find you in the mystery. Oceans deep, my faith will stand.
Restriction. We are praying without limitation. We are praying without borders. We are praying without boundaries. As the psalmist says, the boundary lines, beloved, have fallen. They have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. We realize our delightful inheritance this morning. We know that the lines of those borders, those lines that we used to erect for ourselves, those lines that we put up in fear, those lines that we put up in worry, those lines that we put up in doubt, have fallen away. The worry is gone. The doubt is gone. There is no need to hesitate, no need to tremble, no need to fear, no need to second guess you, God, or doubt you, or be distracted. The borders that would prevent us from walking new waters of faith have all fallen away. And we see ourselves in a fresh landscape of endless possibilities, of unlimited opportunities, of inexhaustible supply. Isaiah 43:2 says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, beloved, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters. Hillsong sings, O Lord, your grace abounds in deepest waters, so I will call your name and keep my eyes above the waves. Luke 8:24 is where we learn that the disciples went and woke Jesus, saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. And the scripture says that Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters, and the storm subsided and all was calm. Hillsong sings, Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters. Wherever you would call me, take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. In Galatians 5, Paul says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. How grateful we are to journey on this powerful path with Jesus during these 40 days after his resurrection. How grateful we are to lift our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls from bondage today. How wonderful it is to pray freely and openly without hindrance, without shame, without humiliation. How great it is to let our prayers soar and soar even beyond demonstrations, beyond manifestations, beyond unknowing, beyond miracles, even beyond the greater things that we were called to do. We stand in witness this morning. We move beyond the place where we once were. We walk freely into a new territory. We put on those new robes that the Father has given us. We come from beyond, from out of the far country. We are lifted and blessed by the new ring that is put upon our hands. Oh, the fatted calf is killed. We participate in a new celebration of our arrival into this new understanding that we are full, that we are unlimited, that we are a part of that inexhaustible manna that keeps flowing and flowing and blessing us without ceasing, beloved. How grateful it is to move beyond the place where we once were, to walk freely into the new understanding that, as Jesus said, the Father is in us and we are in him, and Jesus is in us. Full with a fresh anointing of all that Spirit is, moving beyond even the greater things that we are called to do. How grateful it is to be in the presence and the power of this new and this fresh anointing, an anointing that has no boundaries, an anointing that allows us to realize our oneness with the miracles that will pour, that will restore, that will uplift, that will illuminate, that will empower, that will give, that will move and shape and bless us and restore us and rejuvenate us and reinvent us and rebirth us and recreate us and lift us without ceasing. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Spirit, what was that first scripture that you gave? Spirit.